Welcome to the PBL Playbook, brought to you by Magnify Learning, where we equip teachers with project-based learning tools today so they can engage and empower their students for the future. This podcast will give you the playbook of real PBL facilitators in the classroom, just like you, and help bring you strategies and tools for your PBL game. Now, here are your PBL Playbook hosts, Josh and Andrea.
Welcome back to the PBL Playbook. Thanks again for tuning in and listening to what we have to say. By now, most of you have probably kicked off your school year and hopefully are in the depths of a really great project.
This episode is going to serve as the introduction to a series of episodes on assessment. Every time we facilitate a PBL Jumpstart or PBL Advanced workshop with Magnify Learning, we get a set of really critical need-to-knows around assessment. And assessment can be a component of PBL that seems a little daunting.
Yeah, we get questions like, how do you assess content in PBL? How do you assess an individual student when they work in a group? Do you have tests or quizzes or homework? How do you make a rubric? How do we assess things other than content, like the 21st century skills? And what do we do about formative versus summative assessment?
In the next few episodes, we plan to address each of these questions and hopefully give you some ideas for what assessment might look like in your PBL classroom. We're reaching out to some of our high-quality PBL partners to find out what effective assessment practices should be part of PBL instruction.
We hope these interviews and episodes will answer your need-to-knows and help you to better define assessment in your own classrooms.
So, Josh, I know you've done a lot of work with assessment in our building. Can you talk a little bit about why assessment is such a big deal to you?
Yeah, I'd love to. So, you know, for the past several years, I really felt the disconnect between my assessment practices and my teaching practices. At first, I felt like that disconnect was really had a lot to do with my use of project-based instruction as a primary means of content delivery. I could never figure out why or how to accurately portray a student's understanding of a concept via a traditional letter grade. And I think there's reason for that. As we kind of look at assessment practices for a long time, you know, we can understand that a student who's in my class and gets an A could have an A for a completely different reason than a student who has a class three doors down and has that same, you know, 85%. So there's a lot of kind of ambiguity in what a letter grade means. And depending on where and what class you got that letter grade, it could mean completely different things. So I think for me, assessment really was one of those things that never felt good. And so a few years ago when I was working through my secondary math education master's program, I decided that my thesis and my final project was going to really be something that allowed me to explore assessment. And specifically, I explored standards-based grading as part of project-based learning, and I looked at that. And so my work for the better part of a year was around standards-based grading and whether or not it would work in a PBL setting. And it was really important to me that PBL was part of that, because PBL was a primary mode of instruction for me, and it's the way that I believe students learn best. And so I wanted to find a way to help students understand that it's not always about getting the highest grade, but it's more about, you know, students learning what they were supposed to learn, and that they were able to take charge in that. So I really wanted my students to be able to use feedback that they got in assessment, as opposed to just throwing away the quiz that, you know, I just gave back to them and it had a 90% on it, or it had a -2 on it, or it had an A on it. I wanted them to be able to use feedback, and I thought that standards-based grading would be an approach to doing that. So I spent a lot of time working on that for my master's thesis, and then I actually brought it back to CSA, and I kind of got a group of teachers who were also interested in standards-based grading to explore it further. And we're now on kind of year three of standards-based grading in PBL, and it really shifted the way that I approached assessment, and I really started to focus on what students, like helping students learn and using assessment as a means to help them understand their pathway to learning and to understanding and to mastery. And so I spent time looking for that. And I feel like I don't have all the answers, but I feel like I'm in a much better place. So assessment is a really big deal to me, and I'm really looking forward to spending some time talking to other people about what assessment looks like in PBL, because like all project-based learning, there's a lot of different ways you can approach it, but there are some ways that maybe you should approach it to make sure that you're you're using the model with fidelity.
I love that you're talking about that, because that gets back to being okay with failing and some of those other skills that we want to teach our kids besides the content. And I think what we're going to talk about with assessment is also going to drive how we assess those things and not just our content areas. If you're interested in learning more about assessment in PBL and seeing PBL in action, make sure you check out our opportunities for PBL immersion. These are workshops that are two-day PBL experience that allow you to observe, interact with, and work alongside administrators, facilitators, and students within a PBL school. You'll have the option to choose between elementary and secondary locations based on where you are and what best meets your needs. You'll get to see PBL in action and leave the event with a fully formed project idea that you can take back and use at your own school. We have two options for these workshops. The first is in Columbus, Indiana, September 26th and 27th, and there are three options at three different levels. We have elementary, middle, and high school levels for this PBL immersion. The second is in Seneca, Missouri, October 2nd and 3rd, at Seneca Intermediate School, which serves 4th through 6th graders. Come see PBL in action and leave with a fully formed project idea.
We'd love to see some of you, so come say hi if you're a listener and attend that workshop. It'd be great. In our upcoming episodes, we really are going to dig into assessment, and we're going to explore assessment in PBL through a couple different lenses. This episode is really just to give you a heads up that this is coming. We're hopefully going to be connecting with some of our community partners to discuss some of the ideas around assessment, like school-wide learning outcomes, best assessment practices in general in PBL. We're hoping to talk to some directors of different PBL networks and work with people who have high-quality PBL standards in the back of their mind. We also are going to hopefully connect with some people who can talk to us about standards-based grading, like the study that I did, but reaching out a little bit further and maybe connecting with a few more teachers as we explore the topics around assessment. It's a pretty big topic, so we felt like we couldn't really do it justice in one episode, so we wanted to give you a heads up that this is coming, and we really want to dive deep into assessment practices as we think about what that looks like in project-based learning.
If you have any burning questions around assessment and PBL, make sure you send those to us via Twitter at Magnify Learning, or email them to us at pblplaybook@magnifylearningin.org, and we'll try to incorporate those questions into this assessment mini-series. And make sure you check out our show notes for a link to registration for our PBL immersion series.
So we'll be back with you guys real soon with part one of our assessment mini-series, so stay tuned for the next episode.
Ready, break!
Thanks again for joining Josh and Andrea for the PBL Playbook, where we give you the playbook of real PBL facilitators in the classroom just like you and help bring you strategies and tools for your PBL game. If you want to reach the pod, you can tweet at AskGIEBS, at MissB103, and at Magnify Learning. Or you can email the PBL Playbook at magnifylearningin.org with any questions, thoughts, or ideas you have. Also, be sure to show Josh and Andrea some PBL love by rating, reviewing, and sharing the PBL Playbook with other educators.